Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about Sergeant Tamarisi. He is a Marine that has been jailed in Mexico for taking a wrong turn. And he's going to court, and we want to be able to pray for his release. It's a travesty that a Marine, one who fought for us, did two tours of duty in Afghanistan, has been jailed in Mexico and has not been released. And you would think that the most powerful nation in the world could pick up a phone and say,
let him go
immediately.
Yeah,
immediately. And it really is sad. And you think about it, I mean, just to give you just a look at the big picture here. Mm-hmm. When the United States can't make a simple phone call to Mexico, we're not talking about Russia. Mm. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about Saudi Arabia, Iran. We're talking about Mexico, and we can't release a Marine. There's a problem there. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you where our country lies. And, you know, I just look at some past presidents and I think that, you know, this probably wouldn't have happened on another watch. But you just look at what's happening overall. This is not a good place for us to be. And so there's some questions regarding Sergeant Tamarisi, and Fox is putting this out. We're just going to share just a couple of them, just see if we can give you some insight into what's happening and what has transpired. But one of the questions is, how could Sergeant Tamarisi have made a wrong turn in Mexico? And we've reported on this, you know, extensively, but, you know, based upon our understanding and even video footage, it's very easy to do because it's a complex highway system, and you can make an easy wrong turn. I mean, I make a wrong turn in the United States. You can imagine, you know.
Yeah, right. There. Yeah, neighborhood.
Listen, you can drive in New York. That's a whole different ball game. But you made a wrong turn. It's easy. It's possible, especially there. And my understanding is that he actually even called 911 as he was approaching the border, and he even tried to get out, and they were waving him in. And so he just kind of followed protocol and went through. And so that was one of the questions. He says, why did he have guns with him? Again, you know, he had just got back from doing his tours. And, and as Steve has shared with us, listen, you kind of carry everything you have because you ain't got no home. You've been at war.
Right.
And he's had all his things together. He has guns, his backpack, a change of clothes, and he's just coming back. So it's reasonable that a Marine who's been using guns for the last two tours in Afghanistan would have them with his belongings. And so he actually
You may not have been specifically using them on deployment, but they were personal guns, like it says, that he purchased within the country.
Right. And they talk about, you know, what is his defense strategy? Mm-hmm. This thing is going to go to court. And they said it could be as long as November before he could actually be released. You know, supposedly a judge is supposed to decide, no jury is supposed to decide all of this. And you're thinking, really? Really? If we can't get a Marine out of Mexico, what kind of doubt does that put over many Americans if you travel overseas that your country is going to be able to help you out and get you out of there? And so we will definitely want to pray for this young man. Pray for him like he was your own son. I mean, these are one of our soldiers. You know, I've had military. We have friends. We have Steve who served military. You know, to see a soldier like that being treated and, I think, left abandoned, you know, my personal opinion, we say leave no soldier on the field.
We're doing it right now. That's the sad thing. And when you look at it, and a lot of people don't really connect that paradigm, but in the culture of the Marine Corps, you don't show weakness. You don't express, hey, I need help, because, you know, it's a very intense community, not just on the front lines, but just back in the rear or in your barracks or, you know, in the gym. And the fact that, like it was sharing, that Sergeant Tamarisi recently finished his time in the Marine Corps, and he's already talking about going to a doctor to try to help with his PTSD. And if you don't know what that is, PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's basically a natural response to an unnatural occurrence of just stress, you know, death, or the things that you've seen in war. You come back and you're having a very difficult time. I mean, I personally experienced that. So the fact that a Marine is within a matter of weeks coming home and saying, I need help, that's a huge sign. Yeah. And we'll actually make sure that there's one of the recent articles that we had. We'll make sure it's a related content. But there was a specific 911 call, and you can listen to his voice. He's just asking for help. He's actually, one of the times that he calls, he's actually already across the border. He's like, hey, I just want to know, you know, if you guys can, you know, send something. You know, they're searching my car, and I'm okay. I just want to make sure. And I don't remember exactly what he said, but go back and listen to this, and it's just like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
He simply made a wrong turn, and now he's still there, and he's been in there since, I think it was
July. So it's been quite a while. I mean, he's been there for many days.
Yeah.
But when you say that, I think about what has happened with Israel and soldiers in times past.
Mm-hmm.
When they've, in an act of terror,
mm-hmm.
when they've kidnapped a soldier, Israel has exchanged up to 1,000 Palestinian prisoners,
mm-hmm.
you know, for one soldier at a time. Mm-hmm. They've given up hundreds in an act of terror. No, this is not even an act of terror. This is not even an act of mm-hmm. war. And we can't get a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get a soldier who made a wrong mm-hmm. turn. And it's not like he's being detained in the country club. I mean, he's been hogtied. He's been assaulted. You know, the guy has been through, I mean, traumatic mm-hmm. experiences. And he just came back from war. Yeah. And to be treated like this, and then I think abandoned by mm-hmm. by you know our government is a travesty. Mm-hmm. What does that tell our other armed service personnel? Yeah. What does that tell our other brave men and women that are serving on the front lines? You know, is our country going to go get them? So we just want to encourage you. Pray for Sergeant Tamarisi. Pray for the military, and we'll pray that he comes home. We're going to stand with him, and we encourage you to do that. In fact, there is a fund that you can contribute to his legal expenses, and we'll make sure that that is related for you as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.